while you were at the luncheon?
Yes, I am, Vito. What do you want?
Fire aid.
There you go.
Okay, tell us how you're going to demolish Carolina.
I'm going monotone. Next question.
In all seriousness, they have, it looks like a fairly sizable issue at left tackle. What do you see on film? And obviously you guys have gone against that player last year or in
he had been a right tackle in the past also, and they moved him to left tackle, but in my opinion he's doing a good job, so I think that they feel comfortable with him and they're rolling with him. So as far as personnel matchups, I mean, he's who they have, and we're excited to get into the game.
What did Aaron Colvin show during camp to elevate him into the starting
role? Well, I think Aaron has a lot of different things. Number one, he's a competitor. He's very competitive, fiery. You wouldn't, if you speak to him, you wouldn't think so, but he's extremely fiery. He's physical for his size, and I think his movement has been outstanding, So he has a lot of qualities that we're looking for in a corner, and, adding the competitive nature that he has, I think, just really, really pushed him ahead.
What do you envision the rotation being at Leo?
You know what? That's going to be a tough one. Clem's going to go ahead and he'll be playing, and then Chris Smith will be playing on first and second down, and then Ryan comes in third down. So, we don't know exactly how it's going to go. I think at game time we'll figure out as we get going how the rotation is going to go, the number of plays, how long a series is, all those different things.
Do you have a ballpark that you think you're comfortable with for Clem? In number of plays per game?
We've talked about it, but until we talk to him and see, he's at the tail end of his final conditioning before the game, see how he feels and get with him, and, we'll definitely talk to him and see how he feels and then go from there.
How's Cyprian look with the pad on?
Well, he's done a good job. The tough thing is you're going to say, how's he going to playing the game, because right now we're not simulating the full effect of the game, the tackling and going through receivers and, all that type of stuff. But, his movement and stuff has been outstanding, so he got a pick in practice today. So that was a big plus, showing that he could catch the ball with what he has on his hands. So, I think that he'll be fine. His movement, it hadn't affected his movement at all, having something bulky.
Can he play the full like he normally does?
Yes, yes, that's what we're playing on, Vito. So.
In what ways does Kelvin's speed help you in a matchup like this?
Well, I think not only in a matchup like this, but Kelvin is extremely fast. I mean, if you remember last year, Odell Beckham, he ran him down on a reverse, and so he shows great explosiveness, and tested out that way at the combine, and it translates to the field. So and he's a long guy that that even makes it better. So. The further you are, he's got a chance to get to you. So it gives it us as a defense and him as a player opportunity to make plays. And the other thing that goes along with that, he plays extremely hard and he runs to the football. So that once again ups your opportunities to make plays in a game. So, his speed is a big plus for our unit.
Is there a difference in his play from end of last year's rookie year to where he is now?
Yeah, he's just so much more comfortable within the system. And if you remember last year, we started him out at Nickelville, then we eventually evolved into where he played every down. And, it was a learning process for him. The second year, usually they say that the biggest jump is from the first year to the second year. But you could tell he's much more comfortable within the system, and he really trusts his alignments and keys, and that's allowed him to play mentally faster this year. So, yeah, I think there's a big improvement in him this year.
Where has Michael Bennett made his biggest strides this preseason?
Well, the thing that showed up to me in the games was Michael's explosiveness and his natural pass rush instincts. He's a bigger guy that instinctively he does a good job when he's on the guards, and he showed the ability to go ahead and press a guard versus the run. And once the ball gets to where it can't cut back out to his gap, he was able to get off a block and make a play. So Michael was impressive in the preseason.
How many snaps did he get in the discussed, and Derek's injury situation can be in the rotation.
Well, I think that, you know, I don't know exactly. He'll be a little bit down the rotation. You know, Tyson's going to play, and then we have other ways that we could go, too. But, Michael, I don't know exactly how many reps, but he's going to get, you know, I believe he'll get in the game and have some reps.
How would you evaluate Cyprian going into his third year? How much progress he's making? What kind of player do you envision him eventually turning into?
Well, I think that when we watched the tape, in my opinion, last year, he got a lot better from his first year to his second year and throughout the spring and the training camp that we had him and this little portion of practice he's been in this week. I think it's big improvement. And, you know, Jonathan expects big things from himself. And I'm telling you, he's putting it on tape to where we believe he's going to be a playmaker for us this year.
He hasn't been a playmaker so far, as far as interceptions, forced fumbles. What does he have to do to start making those kind of plays?
Well, when the opportunities, the first thing is when the opportunities come, you got to make sure that you take advantage of them. And sometimes I'll take the blame for that in some situations. Sometimes within our system, that guy's not put in position as much as, say, a nickel or, you know, inside linebacker when they're throwing it inside, that type of stuff. So, you know, but he's shown to get around the ball these last couple of days and expect him to be a playmaker.
Harder than normal to look at these receivers with Newton, with, you know, Ginn coming over. Funches is a rookie. I know that Philly's there, but it seems like he'd have to base everything on only preseason. And can you get a look, good one,
well,
on just preseason?
You know, Philly played a bunch last year. And Ginn's been around for a long time. And, you know, I don't know what Cotry, I don't know where he is on the injury report with him, you know, so he's been around a long time. But, you know, the receivers, you know, we've been able to get enough evaluation on him, whether it was preseason or the guys that played last year. So we feel comfortable with the evaluation and schematically what they do, getting that on those guys.
How much has Scooter's role changed from what you envisioned it to be when he first got here because of the injuries at Leo?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a chance you saw in the preseason, you know, he got in and did some pass rushing in a two-minute situation. He got some pressure and caused a bad pass. So, you know, it's elevated more to where he's gotten to pass rush more than when we had started because of some of the injury situations.
You and Ron still pretty good friends?
Yeah, Rivera? Absolutely.
And now that, you know, got a lot of connections on that staff, don't you?
Yeah. My son-in-law's on the staff.
I knew that.
Yeah, I know you knew that, so. But he's on the staff, you know, so. Huh?
Did you get him the job?
Yeah, well, I think it helped. I don't know, but, you know, so. But, yeah, Ron's a very good coach.
So who does your daughter pull for, Sam?
She better be pulling for her father. You know, so.
She doesn't have to live with you, though.
Yeah, this is true, you know. Yeah, if she was pulling for me, maybe she would be living with me, you know. So, but, you know, so Ron is a great guy. He's a very good coach. He's extremely smart. You know, he's done a really good job there. So, you know, we're excited to play. That we know that they're going to come out and they're going to be prepared and they're going to be a good team. And, you know, looking forward to it. Okay.
Do you compare him to anybody as far as mobility?
Well, I don't know who to compare him to, but I would say that he has an extremely strong arm, and I think his accuracy is better than people would, you know, label him. I mean, he's extremely accurate in my eyes, and, you know, he's a very good quarterback, and, you know, you throw in the mobility with his arm strength, it creates some problems. So.
His stats, though, with first passing, that impressive.
Well, I mean, for the number of times they throw it, I mean, I would think that it's pretty good, you know. So they paid him $100 million, you know. So I think, well, I'm not saying – Vito said that. I didn't say that.